You are welcome to Living Faith Church, Winners Chapel State Headquarters, Calabar, Nigeria.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Interestingly, the Bible is made up of 75% of instructions. So those who don't like instructions, they don't like the word. We are told it's a four-component document. And it has principles, has reproofs, has corrections, and has instructions. Praise God. So most of the times you open your Bible, you are confronted with instruction. Whatever it tells you to do, do it. And it's the living word. So it tells us things to do. That's the charge we just had. It tells us things to do. And as we do it, we commit him to perform it. It tells you and me what to do, and as we commit to doing it, we commit him to perform it. In the name of Jesus, no one's ears will be deaf to instructions again. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we're here at your feet one more time. All eyes are on you. You are the living word. Manifest yourself tonight to every one of us. Manifest yourself in a new way tonight to every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, and please, you may be seated. I'd like us to be very, very focused tonight, because it will be a night to be much remembered in our lives. Every word encounter is a capital asset. Every encounter with God through his word is a capital asset. He sent a word into Jacob. He turned the nation out of him. The reason why we all must return with open ears is that you'll never be found on the same spot again. The plague of deafness and blindness is the worst plague in ministry. One is set on fire around about without knowing where it's coming from. It's just off. It's deaf. It's blind. So it's lost. Isaiah 42 and verse 22 to 25. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none delivereth, and for a spoil and none said restore. Who among you will give ear to this, and who will have for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they will not walk in his ways. They didn't know his ways. Neither were they obedient unto his law. And so, verse 25, therefore he has poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, always fighting, struggling. It has set him on fire round about, yet he knew not the diagnosis of his problem. It bound him, yet he laid not to him. Maybe that's life, that's my cross. But if you start from 18, who is devil, my servant? I'm blind as my messenger, whom I send. things, understanding them not. And see many things, observing them not. That's why tonight, God will deliver to each one of us that precious grace that provides access to his voice. I mean, no more guesswork. No more guesswork. No more guesswork. And no more guesswork. Every encounter with God through the word is a capital asset. It cannot be stolen. It cannot be stolen. This is why we need a hearing ear. And I was praying, coming for this meeting, that Lord, the same way you opened my ears 50 years ago, 1976, and I'm still hearing you clearly today as I heard you then, Lord, open the ears of everyone here today. It's one thing to open your ears and my ears. It's another thing to be obedient to what he says. He opens my ear morning by morning, Isaiah 50 verse 4. He opened my ears to hear. The Lord has opened my ears and I was not rebellious. Obedience is not a gift, it's a choice. Who saw you yield yourself to obey? A servant here whom you obey. So it's a yielding matter. Yes, it cannot be stolen, but one may trash it or sell it off. I don't think it works. I sell off. Trash it, not for me. We have the following scriptural examples that pervade by access to the spoken word. Abraham. Romans 4:18. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. One thing about access to the spoken word is that it destroys doubt. It destroys doubt. Rema is a doubt destroyer. You can't hear from God and doubt him. You can't hear from God and doubt him. Get after their country at 75 and then I'll make you a great nation. I'll bless you. And so he departed. You can't doubt access to the spoken word. So Rema is the mother of strong faith. Strong faith. You exhume strong faith by Rema. Did I send the only son Isaac? I mean, he must have had. And he rose up early in the morning, saying that God is able to raise him, bring him back from the day after I cut his neck. Unusual faith. Supernatural faith is triggered by the spoken word. That's why we all need a hearing ear, sir. Everybody needs a hearing ear. Think of Moses, who fled for his life. At 40, couldn't accomplish the mission. Now he's now 80. As they come now, I'll send you, in no day. And Moses departed. My God. In case you have not considered it, the spoken word is what triggers supernatural faith. Supernatural faith is triggered by the spoken word. I can tell you that forever. And the Lord said to Moses, boom. And the Lord said to Moses, the first thing he said to him in embarking on that mission is, see, I have made thee a god unto Pharaoh. You could see Moses operating as a god. He wasn't operating as a god. Pharaoh, stop there. Zero protocol. See, I have made thee a god unto Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. See. And we saw the mighty signs and wonders wrought through access to the spoken word. Every step Moses took, thus said the Lord to Moses. And God said to Moses. And God said to Moses. And God said to Moses. And you find a man over a congregation of 3 million people who were feeding twice a day without planting or harvesting. What the Bible calls the famine of the world is not that the Bible is off the market. No access to Rema. That's what they call famine. He said they go from pole to pole to hear the word, but it's not there. The famine of the world. Life will be an adventure and frustration without access to the spoken word. What's thy name? Jacob. Thy name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with man, and hast prevailed. A man turned to a nation by the spoken word. Now, let's see the ministry of Paul the Apostle. Acts 26, 15 to 19. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. Now wait. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. 17. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentile, unto whom now I send thee. Clean words. To open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by the faith that is in me. It's all this majestic ride that these individuals had, they can be traced to the words spoken to them. I believe you are living here with unimpeded access to the voice of the Lord behind his word. I've shared this story several times. July 1976, I was lost in the study of T.L. Osborne's book, The Purpose of Pentecost. And what I found is not what was actually there. I just discovered that the Holy Ghost is a person. He's a, for the first time, I thought it was just tongues. But I saw him as a person, and that he leads and guides by speaking. He shall deceive of mine and show it to you. He shall not speak of himself. Whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. I received that and had the opportunity to put that to work. Holy Spirit, if you're truly a person, these folks have left the place I have come to check on them. Now, lead me to where they are in this town. And I heard him say, go forward. I had him by myself. Got to a T junction. Holy Spirit, where do I go from here? Make a left. Eh? My God. And I was going. Got to another T junction. Where do I go from here? Make a left. Cut the long story short, he led me to where they were without asking a human being. My God. The voice of God is real. The voice of God is what? The voice of God is real. I therefore decree the opening of everyone's spiritual ears tonight into next levels of sensitivity. According to scriptures, God has come to us in time passing, sundry manners, But today he speaks to us by his Son. That is, God, who had sounded the times and in diverse manners, speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has made, who has appointed heir of all things, to whom also is made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things. So what he says, he creates, upholding all things by the word of his power, upholding all things. So the spoken word is creative. As in this last day spoken to us by his Son, who is made heir of all things, and he upholds all things by the word of his power that he speaks. Somebody's story is changing. Seek out of the book of the law and read. Isaiah 34, 16. None of this shall fail, neither shall any want I made. For my mouth it has commanded, and my spirit it has gathered them. So behind every statement here is the mouth of God. No scriptures or any private interpretation. Holy men speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So to catch the voice behind the ear is to be in command. You catch the voice behind this, you're in command. That's why I said here, Rema holds the key of David that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. He holds the key. Whatever God says takes the rule. God said in Genesis chapter 1, God saw, and God said, and God saw, and God said, and God saw. And God saw everything that God said. So everything he says, he creates. In the name of Jesus, welcome to the creative realm of your life and ministry. For he said, I'm the Lord, I change not. Listen to this. Isaiah 14, 24. For the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I proposed, so shall it stand. Verse 27. For the Lord of hosts has proposed, and we shall disannul it. His hand is stretched out, and we shall turn it back. Isaiah 55 and verse 10, God said, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and it turneth not thither, but was already here, and maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that's gone forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void. Unstoppable. Irresistible. But shall accomplish the purpose for which I send it. I shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. It shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing wherein I sent it. Again, I decree your unchecked ear-opening miracle tonight. Yeah. Interestingly, every child of God has a right of access to Rema. Every child of God has a right of access to Rema. That is the voice of the Lord behind the word. A child doesn't need to go to school to understand the mother's tongue. He doesn't need to. The child is born. Somehow, he can sense the voice of the mother. 1,000 women in one place, a toddler will know the voice of the mother. Every child of God has access, but why are we not hearing? You know, he said, I know my sheep, and they know my voice. And he never lies. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Look at verse 4. John 10, verse 4. And when he put forth his own sheep, he went before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They know his voice. Every child of God has the right of access to the voice of God. Listen, I got saved 69, but 1970, I began to hear God speak to me from his word. I wasn't reading, I wasn't cramming, right? I've been redeemed as a priest and a king to reign on the earth. It was not an SU kind of syllabus. It's out of it. We are to suffer here so we can reign there. But here was I in the book of Revelation that he has redeemed me as a priest and a king to reign on the earth. And he so entered me that I will come and tell my, will the king go out like this? I was 16 years old. Rema. I was in the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 27, the same year, 1970. It's good for a young man that he should bear. And I went to pray to show it entered me. A young man should not pray to bear yoke. I went to pray under a tree behind the dormitory tree and said, Jesus, any yoke I will need to bear when I'm old, let me bear it now. Because he said, it's good for a young man to bear his yoke. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I already bore my yoke, so I'm bearing joy and pleasure. I prayed it to show how much it entered me. Not that I cast you out, I can't bear yoke. He said, it is good for a young man that he bears his yoke. 1970, I was in a conference, my first Christian conference. And the only thing I left with is, God is not slow. God is not slow. I received a baptism of patience. And patience, faith requires patience for maximum delivery. Faith requires what? Patience for maximum delivery. All this hijacker faith, it won't work. Faith requires, don't organize result. No. Organize it. You know what came out of it? God is never late. God is never late. Whatever time it comes, it's right time. In the name of Jesus, whatever challenge you have run into through hurry, may mercy bring restoration. Amen. 73, I caught the word, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That boosted my confidence against the wickedness of the wicked. Isaiah 54, verse 17. And interestingly, in 1974, before I was baptized in the Holy Ghost, I caught a word from Jeremiah 17:11, that as the ox which lays eggs and hatches them not, so say, man that gets riches and not by right, he shall live in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool. So I shared with a friend of mine who came to visit me. I said, David, don't touch what is not yours, or you cut down on your lifespan. He said, where did you find that? So I showed him. He said, what's ostrich? I said, I don't know, but he lays eggs. I've never seen ostrich, but if he lays egg, he must be a bird. 1974, it was reminding me 2016. There is nothing that belongs to somebody else that I wish it were mine. That he died then. I was 20 years old. He died. I wasn't a ministry. I wasn't thinking ministry. May your ears be opened. Amen. May your ears be opened. Amen. May everyone's ears tonight be opened. one's ears tonight be open. Now, what am I talking about? Access to the spoken word establishes your dominion. You walk with it, you hold fast to it, you're in charge. And then as the Holy Ghost came upon me, that access erupted into the next level. Clarity. I mean, every word speaks back to you. And so I caught the word, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And that's what I'm saying. And all these and others are dying to get. That's how he said it to me. It speaks to you, to your understanding. All these and others are dying to get shall be added to you. I wrote a covenant of committal to make it my lifestyle. September 12, 1976 is still working today. Last Sunday, I had 60 of my new converts from the streets in church. Amen. I've been pursuing after that thing 50 years. When a word comes from God, it destroys doubts and keeps you emotional. It destroys doubts and keeps you emotional. I caught this word Jeremiah 29 verse 11, 1977. Your future is in my plan, not in your plan. The best standard version. I know the plans that I have for you. Says the Lord, plans of welfare and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. So it made everything called personal goals die. Died in me. I wasn't called to minister then, but I had a higher value for God's plan for my life than I can ever have for my life. Can see today. Seated far above is not in that book, but it erupted through my study of that book. That by redemption, not a special favor, by redemption, we were raised together with them. I meet together with them in heavenly places, far above. Amazing testimonies from that end. Something we have had today through the remarks. I don't see me struggle with the demons. No. No. Like struggling with a lizard in your house. They say, this lizard, I'm going to deal with you today. You know it to a point that they know it. That is, you know it to a point that they know it. That was back in 79. And I'm still living it till now. Sir. Encounter with the spoken word, encounter with rhema from the word, put you in charge. Any day, any time. 1980, I caught the word from Egginsburg. As he quoted that scripture, the last statement of that book, Seven Keys to Divine Healing, himself took your infirmity and bore your sicknesses. As if I saw him carrying that luggage on his head and never returned it. Took. It came like the first time I was hearing took as past tense of take. It came, bam, himself took. If he took it and is the truth, they cannot be there. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And now a word came 1982. I'm just showing you to see the veracity of the spoken word. When God appears to you from his word, what it does with your life. Proverbs 4:18, common scripture. I've not designed life for ups and downs, but for ups and ups. You hear that kind of grammar before? I heard it from his mouth. So, sure, I'm not prepared for a better last year till I go to heaven. That's where that statement came from. I'm not prepared for a better last year till I go to heaven. And blessed be God for grace. Every year is a plus on the previous. There's always something spectacular that happens above what happened last year. From today, you never know a better last year again. No games, no gimmicks. Then something looks so strange that came. Daniel 11:32. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, it will corrupt the flatteries. But those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Then he said, you don't need to know anybody to scale the utmost height in life. Just know me. Just align with the covenant of scriptures. It will take you to anywhere on earth. My son, you are absolutely responsible for the outcome of your life. Nothing can get you more responsible than that, sir. That look, you have no one to blame if you fail. Son, you are absolutely responsible for the outcome of your life. It came out of Isaiah 51. Look to Abraham, your father, I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. That's my agenda for the church. So everybody is absolutely responsible for the outcome of his life. Now hear what you say, or what I saw from it. You point your finger at someone as your challenge. You're pointing three to yourself. One to him. Three to yourself. And one to God as witness. I'm 75% my problem. This one is only 25%. All of them put together, all the problems you have in the world, 25%. The problem you cause yourself, 75%. So if you can take care of this, this one will have no effect. Amen. If you can take care of you, this one will have no effect. Stop looking for who to blame, sir. Stop looking. If you miss your step, it's not my fault. You are not sensitive to him, so you miss it. Again, I decree your ear-opening miracle. And I decree your willingness to align. You'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. And then I got a deliverance. The same 81 from Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6. For the Lord thy God bless you as has promised you, and thou shalt lend unto many nations. But thou shalt not borrow. That but came like red letters. But I said, why? Because the borrower is servant to the lender. But why, Lord? You cannot serve two masters. You have to choose one and despise the other. I took a vow against borrowing. October 4, 1981, I have not been tempted to go and look for it. Whatever it does with me part time is comfortable. Can I hear your amen? God is going to do something in your life. He told me a lot of humorous things on that. amazing things. Most times we want to be, God should know that we are bigger than where you are. I mean, at your level, my level, I mean, these are essentials. How? Just look for a reason to go and borrow something. Now, what a blessing, sir. May your ears be opened. Lord, show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. And then the voice came from Deuteronomy 8:18, Rema, my son. You know, he knows his sheep and he calls them by name. You begin to hear your name now. He'll be calling you by name. That's what he calls me, my son David. My prosperity plan is not a promise. It does not answer to prayers. It's not a promise. It has no respect for fasting. My prosperity plan is a covenant. Until your part is played, I'm not committed. I heard from his mouth. I never read from a book. I heard it from his mouth. What's the covenant, Lord? Why the earth remains its time and harvest shall not cease? How reliable? As long as the earth remains, this covenant is unfolded. You look up, you see the sun in the night, in the day, you see this moon in the night. Know that my covenant is enforced. Then I can never be poor. March 22, 1982. No guesswork, no gimmicks, no games. See how much that has opened the world to a new realm in Christ. See how many are walking in that realm today. The Lord sent a word into Jacob. It's lighted upon the whole of Israel. Something will happen to you. The next step forward will come very clear. There'll be no guesswork in whatever form. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I shared this before. Now I'm going to full-time ministry. Lord, who pays me? Isn't that a good question to ask? Because to beg, I'm ashamed. Beg nobody. I grew up to learn how to walk. I mean, I said interestingly the other time, I bought my first pair of shoes when I was in year 3 in secondary school. I didn't have to do that, but I want to be responsible. I wanted to be responsible. I can't say because I'm a minister, excuse me, is there any gali there? Lord, who pays me? And then the answer came, humorously. After this, he appointed 70 others also. You are in my employment. Luke 10:1. Please listen. What I say to one, I say to all. If you are called, you are in his employment. He said, you are in my employment. I am responsible. Just stay on duty. That covers verse 1 to 7. Then he said, greet no man on the way. He said, lobby around no man's resources. Anywhere any motive. I heard from him. So I don't know how to go to somebody and knock on his door. Is there any sugar or anything? Is God laying something in your heart? Never sent any note to anybody in my life. He said to me, greet no man on the way. Lobby around no man's resources. What a deliverance. He hasn't failed once to pay. Can I tell you this? You'll never lack what to eat or drink again. No soldier goes to buy kits for himself going to the war front. The one that enlists the soldier must kit him up. So, you can't go on your own charge. You can't run this with, you know, connections. What he will tell you to do, no connection can do it. I'm glad my wife is here, Bishop Women is here. I share with you then. I say, all the two people we are until you die cannot run this ministry. Two of us. that is in the powerhouse. So don't think that God gathered you here so that you can give offering. I said, all that we will give till we die cannot run this ministry. You have access to his riches in glory. You won't miss it. As you do what he tells you to do, you can't miss it. Thank you, Jesus. Would you like to hear this? You are not sent by the people. You are sent to the people. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring out my people. You are not sent by the people. The people are not responsible for your going. No. The one that enlisted you is responsible. If you don't know where your source is, you miss it. Otherwise, there'll be same vision for you. There'll be same vision for you. There were many, many widows in Israel. Unto them was Elijah sent, but unto the widow of Zarephath. There were many lepers in Israel. Unto them was Elisha sent, but unto them man, the Syrian. So we are sent to the people. We are not sent by the people. You shouldn't make people feel that they sent you. No. No. There's nothing I'm saying that you have not, they are in books. They are not things that you are just trying to put together. I was in. Now, all those 81 stuff was in a fast. I was in a fast. 5 days fast. Picking instructions for the ministry. Now, 83, we were also in the fast. And then I was in Psalm 34, verse 5. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and if there are no more ashamed. It's my son, you have 2 eyes. I say, yes, sir. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? And I tried it because I know he's talking to me. I said, no, sir. Anytime you are looking unto man, never claim to be looking unto me. But if you fix your eyes on me, you'll never be ashamed. Come on now. In our own time, ministry requires a falling support to run. Your testimony is the falling support you get. Never once have we asked for or needed to ask for. We're supplied for from above. In the same vein, your supply is coming down. Amen. That economy has no downward trend. It's ever on top. No loss of value. And answers everywhere in the world. What God will tell you to do, sir, you don't have capacity for it. His plan is according to his size. No one has his size. No condition has his size. So when God delivers a plan, it's according to his size. And only his hand can make it happen. Can I hear your amen? You are going places. So let your eyes be single. Stop looking for who we have. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help coming from the Lord that makes the heavens and the earth. You'll never lack help again. Yeah. Send us help, O God, for vain is the help of man. Man is there today, it's not there tomorrow. Send us help, O God. Man is challenged today, your soul of help is challenged. So your help is challenged. But God has no challenges. Amen. You never know in dry season anymore. Now watch. Quiet day, I was in my study. And he said, my son, there's a place for you on top if you're interested. What was I doing? I was in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. And the voice sounded from that verse 1. My son, there's a place for you on top if you're interested. I said, I'm interested, Lord. Then whatever I tell you to do, do it. Then whatever I tell you to do, do it. What is he saying? Hearken to my voice. Observe to do what I say. I'll set on high above all nations of the earth. What? There's a place for you and me above all nations of the earth. For in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. There's a global gain in you in redemption. And all that will bath it is doing what he tells you to do, no matter how anybody else may feel. It's the way up. I knew at that time, if I committed to what he said I should be doing, he's taking me somewhere above the nations. I knew. Everything he says, comes with the responsibility to take. That is what you must do. Whatever he says to you to do, do it. There's a doing of it that makes it work. It's not just access to it, but the application of it, commitment to it, is what makes it work. No matter how far you have gone doing what is wrong, do what I say. It's never late to be right. That's where that came from. 2 Chronicles 25 and verse 9. He said, Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give you more than this. If they go with you, you fail. No matter how far you have gone, the Lord was speaking to me. Doing what is wrong, do what I say. Do what I say. It's never late to be right. In case of receiving some corrections here, and you are bothered about how people will feel, when you fail, they say, we know you will fail. So why don't you make a right turn to do what he has told you now is right, instead of trying to cope? The people are celebrating, you are afraid of today, will leave you tomorrow. You better stay with God. You better stay with God. So much of it. For those who are familiar with the books, they are all written. They are not things that are just being put together. We are going places. As you step out to pray, you'll be hearing. Yeah. As you are worshiping, you will be speaking. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. That's the God we serve. I was in worship one day, December 87, and he just showed up. My son, I'm pleased with you. More than $1 billion gift. I developed good sprinkles on the spot. God's presence was so majestic. I'm pleased with you. Now, guess what he now said next? But what have you brought for me? I was alone with God, though, nobody else. Lord, what do I have? My salary. I give that to you, Jesus. I earned my last pay in this commission. 87 December. I'll never eat again till I go to heaven. Nobody heard from my mouth. Nobody heard. So it didn't attract any pity from nobody. Nobody heard from my lips. Until 1996 in a minister's conference, speaking to encourage the people. Church had it mentioned in 2007. By which time we're giving scholarship to how many people around the world? In millions and millions and millions. There is nothing he tells you to open a new chapter. Whatever God tells you to do is ordained to open a new chapter. In the name of Jesus, you'll never be surrounded again. You'll never be surrounded again. I said, Lord, why is Paul not coming in for this church planting task you have given us? He said, give me that car. I was alone, not that somebody was talking to me. And joy welled up in my heart. I went to my wife's office and I said, go just ask for this. He said, give me that thing. You think it's a car? God said, that thing. It's a thing. But I don't think it's a car. It's a thing. On my way home, watch. My son David, even if you don't want to be rich, it's too late. Life. May 1987. Life. And you know the way I do my own thing, I will say it. Anything God tells me, what I tell you in secret, say it in the open. I said, God told me today, I didn't tell them what I did. And even if I don't want to be rich, it's too late. Amen. Someone winking their nose, okay. Yes, seriously. Amen. Glory to God. The last time I needed BTA to travel was 1987. All I would need to go anywhere I need to go to comes to me. No announcement about where I'm going, but it comes. You are going places. You are going places. This will also help you. My son, don't raise money, raise men. And you have more money than you ever need for ministries. Don't raise money. Be committed to raising men. Now, men raised by God will always stay with God. Men raised by God will always stay with God. Can you flag or cutting something before me for consideration? No. You can't stand where I stand. Based on spiritual authority, you can't. And by reason of influence and impact, can't stand. What are you going to market? Somebody's story is changing. I see giants rising in every ministry. I see giants rising in every ministry. Somebody asked me, he said, what is the secret of the prosperity of this church? I said, when I bless the people, I bless them with all my intestine. All my intestine. I'm not flagging grammar. I want God to, if I could pour my intestine and drop it, I'll drop it. That's how giants are raised. That's how giants are raised. That's how giants are raised. All the privileged people that I had privilege to be connected with coming up in me, that's when they had no idea it was when I met them. And God gave me connectivity with them. And God is turning great things out of them. It's not about no arrangement. No arrangement. I see men rising and women rising. In every ministry, sir, who will take the world by storms, get committed to it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Well, just to round up tonight, something happened a week to the time of takeoff of Word of the Bible Institute. We had not secured a place where crisis will hold. Our church was off-site. It could not, that cannot be the place to go. And it's so small, anyway. My wife asked out of curiosity, the school is to resume next week. Where are they to resume to? We have given letters of admission out. And I answered humorously, is it your school? You know the school should know where they will resume to. He opened my eyes, sir, and said, that is where the Bible school will be. Life, alimony. That's where the Bible school will be. Life. I think they have the picture out there. I never knew I didn't know nothing about it. But I knew a church. He used that church to describe the place. Opposite Hekan Church. So I got to the office and I called one of the men. I said, look, go to that place where the Bible school will be. He got there that alimony and met the landlord in front of the building. And greeted him. Sir, are you the owner of this building? Is that the question to ask? He said, no, I'm not the owner. Just Jesus is the owner. I'm the caretaker. He said, we need it for Bible school. For Bible school. Then it's free. We got it for free. We got it for free, sir. You better receive this ear-opening miracle. It will deliver you from stress. All I would have done is that, why don't we write them and say, look, disruption is postponed. God has a plan in place, but we have to communicate it with you. That's where the Bible school will be. And so when, interestingly, the man became one of the pioneer students, right, of the Bible school in his own facility. Became an elder in our church eventually. And when he was leaving town, we had the privilege of buying the property. So it's one of our children's church facility today. Praise God. Life is so interesting when you can hear from God. In the name of Jesus, every form of spiritual deafness is healed in Jesus' name. It's healed in Jesus' name. It's healed in Jesus' name. Is healed in Jesus' name. Everyone, time you hear from God, a new chapter opens. A new chapter. It's time to spread out. Came April 20, 1987. By May, we have invaded 5 cities. Time to spread out. Arise, get down to Lagos City, my people. Came July 19, 1989. And Lagos was invaded. Praise God. The harvest of Africa is now overripe, rushing and preserving. That's not in Genesis, it's not in Revelation. Spoken word. Spoken word. Spoken word. In the name of Jesus, I curse every plague of spiritual deafness. You are free. God, to Canaan and Lord, what are you saying? This is the place. It's the place today. You won't miss your place. Amen. You won't miss your place. Amen. As a bird wanders from her place, so it's a man that wanders from her nest, so it's a man that wanders from his place. You will not miss your place. Amen. No one here will end up a wanderer. What am I saying? Every child of God has access. How much more those in ministry? You must have had something that brought you to ministry. Why can't you keep hearing the instructions of what next and what next and what next? It's starting tonight. 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 Shiloh is not working because the Shiloh is commanded. Commanded. Joshua 18:1-3. Commanded. Commanded, and he began to just walk on his own. No stress, no strain. When you operate as commanded, you are in command. You are in command. Operating as commanded puts you in command. Operating as commanded puts you forever in command. You never miss again. Get back home and make my people rich. Straightforward mandate. August 26, 87. I was in the U.S. I thought it was a press button thing, so I ran back. We began breakthrough seminar. The first one was in Maiduguri. And it became the in thing. God blessing people and opening chapters in their lives. The next phase of your ministry won't be by guesswork. Amen. It will open in the clearest form. Amen. I have brought you to the apostolic phase of your ministry today for pace setting. I mean, God speaks in clearest form. In the name of Jesus, the next phase of your ministry will not be by guesswork. Yeah. Except God, nobody can counsel you to do this. You are planting 5,000 churches this year. Too many questions to ask. Where would the pastors come from? 5,000? what will be the budget be like? 5,000? 5,000 houses plus 5,000 furniture. Right? 5,000 church facilities to be bought or leased. What's the budget like? That's why there's no plan of God that will deliver without faith. No plan of God will ever deliver without faith. I think it happened. 5,082 churches in 1 year, 2019. 5,082 churches. We were in the euphoria, celebrating God for his faithfulness. You are planting 10,000 churches the year 2020. In the course of prayer and fasting of 2020, I said, God said, he will plan by himself 10,000. Because it was bigger than any natural capacity. And COVID-19 was on. Nothing can stop God. Nothing can stop God's plan, sir. If it's God's plan delivered and faith gets hold of it, God is committed to deliver it. We saw 10,400 churches planted, including churches in 35 other nations. 35 other nations. In spite of COVID-19, that's how unstoppable the spoken word is. In the name of Jesus, everything stopping you stops tonight. Everything stopping you stops tonight. Everything stopping you stops tonight. I close. In 2022, you say you are entering into 75 new nations. 75 new nations. 75 new nations. That budget must be in dollars. 75 new nations. He did it. I say he did it. He did it outside us. He did it supernaturally. We entered 83 nations majestically. I didn't fly to anyone tomorrow. Please hear from God. Hear from God. We are in the last days. We are in the days of visions and revelations. Hear from God. Everyone shall walk in his way. They shall walk in their path. They shall not breathe their rank. Please hear from God. Beware of copied revelations. Beware of copied visions. Hear from God what he has in plan for you and stay within it. Do it works. Well, there was nothing God told me in 45 years that requires deliberation or appraisal by any group of individuals. Up to this point, there is nothing about this ministry that God told us. God told me, just like in the case of Abraham and Moses. So every leader must secure access to the voice of God. Every leader. There is no step we have taken that came out of a deliberation or decision. We deliberate on how to execute, but what to do comes directly from him. Praise God. Praise God. I said, praise God. That is the cost of leadership. Throughout that adventure, and God said to Moses, and God said to Moses, and God said to Moses. Some folks were very upset. How can God be speaking to Moses alone? We also prophets. No. He said, look, if there be a prophet among you, you are in another class. I appear to you in visions and dreams. Moses is not in your class. I speak to him face to face and mouth to mouth. So it's mouth to mouth, Mary. Have you ever heard it? Keep quiet. That Akora and Abiram, they suffered destruction, devastation. Miriam thought he was deputy. He suffered leprosy. No. Sir, God deals with us on an individual basis. Anything about this ministry, God passes through me. He won't pass through somebody else. And that he has done for 45 years. it passes through me, not through anybody else. You can't believe we never planned to buy an aircraft. I know it was in the plan. Apostle Joe, you documented it, 1982. But it was not, if you ask me, when are you safe an aircraft? I said, God, take it easy. We are not, we don't qualify. It's time to get the aircraft straight. And went away. Time. No premonition, no discussion. In 6 months' time, the plane arrived. Fully paid for. No foreign input. No bank overdraft. You will hear from heaven. Not only that, we have been flying now for 30 solid years. How many years? It's not common. Instead of God says it. Whatever the Lord doeth, it shall be what? No aborted step again in your life. Whatever God commands, we put you permanently in command. Just hold fast. So what do we do? Hold that fast which thou hast, lest another man take thy crown. God says it, hold it fast. Hold it fast. Put it to work with everything inside you. And then you find God performing it. Blessed is he that believeth. There shall be performance of these things which are told her from the Lord. There shall be, not there may be, there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Which were told her from the Lord. Now, between now and tomorrow morning, something will strike concerning the next phase of your assignment. Now, you can't take my shoes. You can't take those encounters away. No. They are capital assets. They have become part of my DNA. If not for sequence, I don't need to open any device. I'll be saying it. But for sequence, for dates to come after date. Sir, nobody can render your word encounter valueless. You hold fast to it, you're in command. You hold fast to it, you're in command. You hold fast to it, you're in command. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, everything that works here will start working in your life. Every stress around your life and ministry is turned to a testimony. Grace to engage with every correction that the Holy Ghost has passed to you in this conference. Receive it now. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed. You are the one. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Something went through the comments tonight to stay connected. It's very simple. The day a pipe disconnects from the mains, the water will stop flowing. Two of us. Stay connected to Jesus. Stay connected to his word. And stay connected to whosoever may have been sent to you. Can I hear your amen? I've been following Hagin since 76. I saw him first time in my life, 86. I've been following Copeland, 77. We sat together for the first time, 2007. I followed T.L. Osborne since 76. Until the time he left. In fact, we had a drama when he was about to depart. I was there to see him in the house. And he said, look, let's take a picture. Let's wave. We are waving bye-bye to him. Let's wave. See connectivity. When my wife said for challenge, the Lord spoke to T.L. Osborne in his house. Drive now and get down to the hospital and see Faith. Old man. I met her gasping. Come and say connectivity. I met them with that anointing. That was the end of it. So I was in Tanzania for a meeting. The attack was in the U.S., but there's a covenant there that responded to it. Can I hear your amen? Life is so simple. I have never changed my words concerning them. Arise, get down to Benjamin, my servant there. So I went, following day. Said for my servant, the people you have having lay hands on you. I sent for him. Those things are flowing regularly, unstoppably, with proof that cannot be denied. It's your turn, sir. It's your turn. As for me and this book, we are married. Praise God. As for Jesus, he's my bridegroom. As for the voice of the Holy Spirit, I'm sold out. Whatever he says. Nothing great works by chance. 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 Let's connect with the process. We won't miss the results. Connect with the process. Connect with the process. Thank you, Jesus. From all I've told you, this ministry has never had a co-founder. Moses had no co-founder. Abraham had no co-founder. Paul had no co-founder. You are responsible in your ministry for what happens there. You are absolutely responsible. Thank God for the helpers I brought around you. You are responsible. You are responsible. And absolutely so. That's why no one has ever left here and anything left. Whether member or pastors. In the name of Jesus, you won't sell off. Amen. You won't sell off. Amen. You won't sell off. Amen. I was talking to our leaders in the afternoon and I said, look, don't design a structure around persons. Design a structure around the system. People go, people come, the system remains. Don't design it around yourself because it won't be here forever. And in case Christ has not returned, this ministry must not die when you die, when you go to heaven at your good old age. Amen. He said, I come quickly. 2,000 years you have been waiting. So it's coming, though. It's sure coming. It's coming. We can't tell when it's coming, but we can prepare for it. Can I hear your amen? No ministry here will die. If Jesus tarries 1,000 more years, every ministry here will still be speaking. In the name of Jesus. Can I tell you this? No ministry needs to come down for you to go on. No ministry. Don't let a pastor come to town and you are jittery. No ministry has to come down for you to go on. Kingdom protocols are so interesting. Don't run down any ministry. No. Don't. You lose value. We had a church next door to us in those days, just a dwarf fence divided the two of us. And we made our own apartment first before you made their own. And I was asked to say, are you going to this or here? If it's when us here, the other church is there. Easy. We live together without anyone disturbing the other. We don't cross-check the program, but there's no time they are singing or praying and say, hey, please tell them the noise is too much. Love is sweet, sir. Now, we started second service. We started second service. The same building, no, the same place. We went to a permanent site. They also went to their permanent site. Now, what? When we first came to town, I knew a man in a particular church that I'm very close to. And I saw him in the church. I said, what are you doing here? He said, no, we live here. And the children like to come. I said, no. Get your pastor. If he gives you sabbatical, you can come. But tell him, I said, you can't stay here. Life is so simple, sir. You don't have to struggle with your life. I mean, you don't have to. There's so much room for every church to grow. Your church will keep growing. Yeah. Don't ever preach better than thou church to anybody. Don't. It's the same Jesus. Same Jesus, sir. Same Jesus. Same Jesus. Same Jesus. Same Jesus. Same heaven. Same justification. We shall make it there. In the name of Jesus, no one here will cause himself trouble. No one here will cause himself trouble. No one here will cause himself trouble. You won't cause your congregation trouble. In the name of Jesus. Go in peace. The night is declared a night of encounters with the spoken word. New chapters will open to your life. Grace to put the corrections in place as indicated by the Holy Spirit to you, receive it now. No more confusion. In the name of Jesus. For every day of every ministry here, the same way God speaks to me, receive that grace right now. And what a joy, because those who have been with me for many, many years, the story is the same. Am I talking? Isaac, story is the same. Agi, same. Malam Kezi, same. You have been hearing this story forever. It's the same. Truth doesn't change. It's me God told you, the hour has come to liberate the world. It's not that he told us. It's me who told you. God told me to tell you. Praise God. Abby. Elder Bishop. Apostle Joe. Was it not I who told you about liberation mandate? Was it God who told you? Eh? Dele? Who told you about liberation mandate? Eh? You agree? In the same way, sir, every event of your ministry will be clearly communicated to you. Yeah. The harvest of Africa is overripe, rush in and preserve it. Who told you? Now, as married as we are, it's me who told her. She wasn't even there when God told me. Arise, get down to Lagos. I'm the one who told her of you. In the same vein, no more guesswork. No more guesswork. No more guesswork. And whatever God says, no devil can stop it. When it's mixed with faith. Blessed is she that believeth. A virgin shall conceive. You are a doctor. A virgin conceive. So, you have heard that before. He said, blessed is she that believeth. There shall be a performance of those things which are told her from the Lord. Whatever God tells you, and mixed with faith, the performance guarantee. Performance is what?
Guaranteed.
Performance is guaranteed. It's not, let's think about it. Performance, when it's mixed with faith, in the name of Jesus, it's your next level.
Amen.
You are moving to your next level.
Amen.
In every area of your life, you are moving to your next level.
Amen.
Can I tell you this? He said, do not suffer as busybody in other men's matters. Face your business. Study to be quiet and do your own business. You'll never find me where they're ganging up against a ministry. Never. Not once. Don't suffer as busybody in other men's matter. Face your own. What is your problem asking for what they preach in another church? What do you want to do with it? What's your problem there? Praise God. You won't suffer.
Yeah.
You won't suffer.
Yeah.
The same will like kept me from suffering. I'm not suffering anything. No. I'm enjoying everything. That same grace comes on you.
Amen.
From now, your time will not be wasted.
Amen.
It will not be trashed.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands and give him thanks. Tomorrow morning, impartation is 6 o'clock, 6 in the morning, and God's presence will be dominant here, and we shall return and fire into the fullness of God's plan for our lives, in the name of Jesus. Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Changing me.